good one, though. Jerry Bader Show 936. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. All right, so I must tell you, a listener got me this morning. And she got me because she's a she. I don't think I would have expected this from a woman. A semi-regular emailer is this listener. She sends me touching Christmas card, poem, Christmas poem. I've been sending this Christmas poem for years. It's so beautiful. And there's this beautiful picture of a snow setting. And then you scroll down. The poem is, bleep, it's cold. And that's it. Yeah, it is. And it's going to get colder. Wisconsin has missed the really heavy snow so far. Now, let me ask you this. Is this too early to say, yeah, we were right that it's going to be a rough winter? We can claim now that we're right. Well, it's December 10th, and we've got 10 below coming. We've gotten snow. And I didn't say just Wisconsin, by the way. I wasn't limiting that forecast to Wisconsin. The Midwest has been battered already. I watched about 30 seconds of last night's Monday Night Football game. I would argue, from what I did see and what I've heard, I would argue the cold really did hamper the Cowboys. Did you watch much of it? You didn't watch it. See, from what I'm told, did you watch Sleepy Hollow? You know, I love it, but it's getting almost too close to a soap opera for me. No, you're okay with that? It's brilliantly written. You don't know what's coming next. I mean, they really throw a lot of curveballs at you. No, it was very good. Okay. So, are Crane and the Lieutenant going to become an item? Oh, I'm getting way ahead of you. Jason's got the whole rundown of where Sleep... If you're not aware, Sleepy Hollow's on Fox Monday nights at 8. It has nothing to do... Was that Washington Irving? Who wrote Legend of Sleeping Hollow? I don't remember. Anyway, it's got nothing to do with Ichabod Crane being a school teacher scared by a guy pretending to have no head. In fact, there is a headless horseman, and Ichabod Crane is a Revolutionary War hero. Oh, you're digging the sexual tension between Crane and Abby. You know what happens, though? Every TV series screws it up. Don't you keep that love unrequited. Don't do it. Bones is the only one I think that's ever pulled it off. Bones is about the only one. But just historically, you get those two people together, and it just doesn't work out. I would be inclined to agree with that. But it really is. The writing is extremely witty. Did you see where she gave him the big Christmas stocking? Oh, you embroidered my name on a ridiculously oversized piece of lingerie. Because he hasn't quite got the hang of the 21st century just yet. It really is a very good show. It's very witty. If you like fantasy sci-fi, in some ways it's better than Grimm. In some ways, I think the writing is a little wittier, but I just like the premise of Grimm better. Okay, enough of that. Jason's like, no, why talk about television until 11 o'clock? Yeah, well, I could tell you about the Star Trek rerun I watched last night. That would be talking about television. Jason's like, move on to a topic. all right. As you know, as Jason and I have been having fun arguing over Christmas music, there was a very controversial issue in the Wausau School District. I have two updates on this. One is from the Wausau Daily Herald. The other is from me. First, from the Wausau Daily Herald. The Wausau School District will give residents more chances for questions and conversations during its annual meeting and Administrators will hold a town hall-style public forum once a year. Superintendent Kathleen Williams suggested those changes last night at a school board meeting in response to board members' requests that Williams give people more opportunities to meet with her and other district leaders to express concerns and learn more about the schools. The requests came in the wake of a public uproar that ignited in October over the district's attempt to place stricter limits on the amount of religious music performed by school groups. And the big problem there is she has never explained why. She seemingly consulted with an attorney. Well, are we going to get sued because this is too religious? But nobody is saying where this started. That, to me, is the $64,000 question. Meanwhile, a law firm that the school district hired continues to investigate what did happen. Whose call was this and why? There are those of us in the media who embarked upon that ourselves. I did an open records request. It was continually narrowed down. I did get a batch which revealed almost nothing other than the school board president denies that she was the instigator of this. Based on something that I saw on Facebook, I suspected that she was. Others strongly suspect that she was. So I got a bunch of emails that really told me not a lot. And in fact, most of the emails I received were after it had hit the fan publicly. That's not what I was looking for. The emails that I did not get that I requested were between Attorney Frank Sutherland and Dr. Kathleen Williams. Back on November 22nd, Jeff Gress, who I believe, I don't know if he's HR director, but he's in the HR department of the school district, said, well, we're releasing everything else you asked for, but we're not releasing the emails between Attorney Frank Sutherland and Dr. Kathleen Williams. We're investigating whether they fall under attorney-client privilege. As of December 3rd, I had not received a follow-up on what they decided. So I said, Mr. Grass, following up on your email of 11/22, when you indicated my request for emails between Attorney Frank Sutherland and Dr. Williams are still under review, do you have an update? Here's what he said a week ago. Due to schedule conflicts, I've not been able to complete the review pertaining to the release of emails to from Attorney Frank Sutherland. We have a meeting scheduled for next Monday, that was yesterday, at which I expect decisions to be made. I will contact you as soon as possible after that meeting. Thank you for your patience. This is the email that I received at 11:26 yesterday morning. Good morning, Mr. Bader. In consideration of your pending open records request for email between Attorney Frank Sutherland, who was involved in saying what can and can't be performed, and Dr. Kathleen Williams, and after receiving guidance from legal counsel, not Sutherland, or an attorney from Boardman and Clark, that's his firm, we have determined that those records will not be released. As you know, what is shared between an attorney and his or her client is privileged information. It is on this premise that the district has made the decision not to release these records. I appreciate your patience during this process. Please let me know if you have any further questions. I followed that up with an email asking them to waive attorney-client privilege in this case, as there was no lawsuit or pending lawsuit, and to my knowledge, there still isn't. There was no potential litigation that anybody knows of anyway that was being discussed at this time. So I want you to think about this. He says, as you know, what is shared between an attorney and his or her client is privileged information. Jeff Gress, you knew that 2 weeks ago. You knew 2 weeks ago that you could invoke attorney-client privilege. You've known that all along. I've known that all along. So what took you 2 weeks to tell me that you were going to invoke attorney-client privilege? You decided as a school district there was something you needed to hide from the public there. And you could do so by invoking attorney-client privilege. There is really no other conclusion you can draw, and I told them that. I said waiving attorney-client privilege and releasing those emails would send a message to the Wausau community. Not waiving attorney-client privilege sends a distinctly different message. You have something to hide. Yeah, from the start, I knew that was the case. You knew that was the case. When I asked for them, why didn't you say, no, we'll be invoking attorney-client privilege? Why did it take you 2 weeks to review them? What did you find that would embarrass the hell out of Kathleen Williams? These are the only conclusions I can draw, and these are the only conclusions that the community is going to draw. What other conclusions can they draw? The answer are none. If you had immediately invoked attorney-client privilege, and I understand that, yes, a school district does enjoy the same attorney-client privilege, I question is whether it should be as blanket as an individual non-taxpayer-funded entity should. But that's a debate for another day. The reality is that's not the case. They can invoke attorney-client privilege. I consulted with an attorney on this open records request. That's privileged. I get that. Taxpayers don't pay my salary. I think the bar should be different, but that's probably never going to happen. So now I will ask for the Wausau community to Kathleen Williams, what are you hiding? What is it in your conversations with your attorney? What are you hiding? Now, some of this may come out of the school district's investigation. Because the school district would, they could waive their own attorney-client privilege and release or explain where some of her reasoning came from. She is desperately afraid for the community to find out how and why this decision happened. She is deathly afraid of that. And Jeff Gress, this wouldn't have been as obvious if it hadn't taken you 2 weeks to come up with it. You knew attorney-client privilege existed 2 weeks ago. Why didn't you just say then? This tells me that you sat down and reviewed those. Oh, crap, we're not going to release those. You know why? Because we don't have to. Given that you did that, the school, those who pay taxes in the Wausau School District, have a right to know. So I will ask you again, as I asked in the email yesterday, waive attorney-client privilege and let the residents, the taxpaying residents of the Wausau School District, settle down, Jerry, Wausau School District, know what you're hiding. It's 9:49.
Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.